Hey, welcome back to the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, the podcast that goes along with our monthly magazine that goes out again every month. And excited to be here with you again. It's October. Yesterday, September 30th, was International Podcast Day. Did you celebrate? Did you do anything special? Did you get me anything? No, you probably didn't. But if you missed it, put it in your calendar for next year. International Podcast Day, every September 30th, the last day of the month, where the world gathers to celebrate podcasting. And I hope that you had a chance to listen to a podcast yesterday, to get the shirt, I don't know, whatever you needed to do to celebrate, wear a funny hat. Maybe did you wear a fun hat? It was International Podcast Day, and I really love the idea that anything that raises podcasting up into the stratosphere of the collective consciousness, this is a sentence that's happening in real time. Whatever we can do to raise the banner of what podcasting is, especially here in Canada, where we need more and more people like you to get behind the mic, get in front of a camera, share your unique perspective through your own podcast. It's the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine for October. I'm super thrilled and pumped. And I'm inviting you to grab whatever is made with pumpkin and enjoy a pumpkin spice fill in the blank as we talk podcasting in Canada. Thank you for being here. My name is Dave. Let's get into it. What I love about this podcast and this magazine is raising Canadian voices. I went on Threads middle of September and said, hey, if you're a Canadian podcaster, I want to know. And please give me a link so I can promote you here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine and the podcast. And people responded, which makes me happy. So we have a great group for you. Another round of amazing podcasters for you to fall in love with. A lot of these people are independent podcasters. They don't have a massive team. They don't have a ton of money. They don't have a person that buys them coffee and brings it to them, a pumpkin spice, whatever. Nope, they do everything themselves. They're a team of one in most cases. And we're here to celebrate the independent side of podcasting. We love our big name shows with the fancy budgets and all of the great talent behind the scenes. But there's also another side, and that's us indies out there who are doing it on our own, on our spare time, in our spare time, I guess should say, and enjoying it and building our own little communities here in the podcasting space. Recently in September, we lost some pretty big names in podcasting, one of which Todd Cochran, the creator of Blueberry, a hosting site where you can have your podcast hosted. Todd was one of the main people at all of the big events in the UK and Asia and the US. He traveled a lot waving the banner of podcasting, and especially independent podcasters. And we lost him suddenly in September. And the outpouring of emotion and love for Todd has been wonderful. I know his family, his podcast community appreciates the love that's been given back to Todd and his family. And if you've never met Todd, you've never heard of Todd, he had the Geek News Central podcast, which he's been doing for years and years and years. He also did the New Media Show with Rob Greenlee, another towering figure in podcasting. Rob Greenlee is an amazing gentleman. And they've just served the podcasting community so well. And when my internal reaction to losing Todd was, there was a little bit of wrestling with his access to emails and his access to logins. And he never had a goodbye episode. Todd never had one, because Todd had no concept that his life would end as quickly as it did. And what I love about this is that when they had Todd's funeral, Todd's family, his immediate family, his blood relatives, showed up to support Todd and to grieve together. But there was also a second group attending the funeral, virtually or in person, and that was the podcast community. The people who recognized Todd as not a direct relative, someone you would see at a family reunion, but somebody who built a community through podcasting. And it became Todd's legacy. And I think as podcasters, we need to think about the legacy of our podcast. We need to think about what happens if something happens to us and how do we transfer and what happens to our show when we're gone. That's a big chunk of what we've been wrestling with as we watch the story unfold for Todd and his family and his podcasts. But the other side of it is the fact that there's a community of people who find value in our voices and find value in our content, in our videos, in how we show up and how we serve. That community is just as important as our family, the people that are closest to us. We have a legacy through podcasting. And when I work with podcasters through my howtopodcast.ca show, one of the things I talk to them about is the companionship that you're going to build over time with your audience, the being seen as a trustworthy voice, someone that people will build their world around as you show up on a consistent basis and serve well. You will attract an audience. You will, in turn, become an influencer in the sense that people will be influenced by your beliefs, your views, your voice, and your steady appearances in their regular weekly calendar. The fact that you build that in a routine helps people to add you to their lives. You become the person they listen to when they walk the dog. You're the person they listen to when they wash the dishes or on their commute or in that spare time, they carve out space for you. And in that, you build relationship. You may never hear from these people. They may never send you an email, a DM, a voice message through SpeakPipe. They may never buy you a coffee at buyyouacoffee.com. They may never, ever, ever do that because they might think, well, everyone else is doing it, but they're not. And we realize when we lose somebody close to us, even if it's virtually and through this relationship we have with podcasters that we admire, where we just assume they know that we love what they do. And when we lose them, we realize that I probably should have reached out on a more consistent basis and encouraged or supported them financially or done something more for them. Because once they're gone, they're gone. And the most eerie feeling for me as a member of Todd's community is hearing that last episode where he says goodbye and he had no thought that that was the last time that he would ever crack a mic open and speak to his audience. And that was not his last opportunity to do so. So my intention and my show and maybe my encouragement for you when we talk podcast legacy is to not be morbid about this, but to think about how we can address our audience in a way where we acknowledge that we have no guarantee that we can be back here next month, next week, next episode. This might be our last episode. And how do we show up for them and give them the best value we can, the best connection we can, and serve them with love and gratitude as a podcaster to a podcast listener, a podcast viewer? How can we serve them well? That becomes part of our podcast legacy. And I wrote a little article in this month's edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine just to talk about legacy a little bit and to encourage you to think about your approach to your audience going forward and how you can serve them well. So podcast legacy, part of the October edition of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. I'd love to hear your comments, your thoughts. See what I'm doing there? I'd love to hear your comments or thoughts about that article or maybe how you view it for your podcast as you think legacy for your show. And remember, there'll be one day where people will come and celebrate your life. And what an amazing thought to think now in this context that there will be people who have never shook your hand, never patted you on the back, never met you in person, never seen you in real life, who will mourn your loss because you are a big chunk of their life and they won't know what to do without you. So it's your legacy and make sure you cultivate that and it's front of mind on your next episode to thank your audience in a genuine way. So thank you for following along for this show. Thank you for checking out this little magazine we're building in the background. Thank you for making time to do this. As I look at the open rates for the emails, I go out with the magazine and I see you there. I see those emails. And I just want to say thank you so much for adding me to your calendar, adding this magazine and flipping through the pages. I know we're just early days here. We're like 15 episodes in and a few editions out, but we're hoping that this grows over time and that this serves you well. And if you have comments on how to make this magazine better, I would love to hear from you. And I'm looking for contributors just like you to get in here, write an article, share your thoughts, and support Canadian podcasters. That's why we're here. And I'd love your help. So thank you for being here. Think about your legacy and make it a point of reference for your next episode as you come to the mic, as you come to the camera. Think about what you can do to acknowledge those people who have added you to their lives. Podcast Legacy, this month in the online magazine for Canadian podcasters. I've been playing with Adobe Podcasts for a while now. I use the Enhance tool for my audio. One thing I love about that tool through Adobe Podcasts is it really helps me with those guests. You know those guests who come on and they tell you they have a microphone, but they don't. And they show up with their laptop mic and they sound like they're in a tin can. Well, with that Adobe Podcast tool, with a paid plan, which is what I'm using, you can then mix them better. It's not perfect, obviously. A microphone is obviously better than not, but you can actually make them sound a little bit more clearer. You can make them give a little bit of bass to their voice and fill out the sound better through the Adobe Podcast tool. But there's also way more tools that Adobe is throwing into the mix, which I'm super excited about. We're talking about it in the magazine. There's some links there for you to go check out and go check it. There's a lot of good stuff going on. The Enhanced Speech is the one that I use constantly. There's a way to caption your videos now to put the words on the screen, which is awesome. You can convert an audio to video, doing audiograms. That's another one. You can transcribe your audio and your video and download it as text or a PDF. You can record a podcast right on the platform. You can edit audio and video as well. They also have music. You have options for intros and outros, and pre-edited royalty-free music is available through Adobe Podcasts. I'm part of some of the new things they're working on in the background. I'm testing out some new things. I signed up. They said yes, and I'm thrilled. And I'll have more information in the future. And we'll be talking about this on my howtopodcast.ca podcast, where we talk all things podcasting from a Canadian perspective and from a global perspective. So if you're interested in that, head over to howtopodcast.ca. I'll be talking more about these tools over there. But yeah, Adobe Podcast, check it out. Adobe, it's podcast.adobe.com is the website. Links are in the magazine, which makes it simple, right? Go check it out. Love for your feedback. Are you using Adobe Podcast? Yes or no? And let's get your feedback. Go check out their tools. They're adding new stuff all the time. I really love it. So in addition to the amazing podcasters that we have joining us through the magazine this month, we're also focused on some reading resources. We have Eric Newsom's Make Noise, which is a great book. And also, I'm still leaning on Fans First from Jesse Cole, the creator of the Savannah Bananas. So we get bananas again, quoting from the book from Jesse Cole this month. And it's just amazing to see all these great things happening in podcasting and great resources. If you have a resource that you'd like to share for the show and for the magazine, please reach out. Let me know. What are you reading? What are you following? What's giving you value? And let's give them a shout out in the next edition in November of the November issue of Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. One thing we haven't talked about much on the show to date is having guests on the show for a little clip and a conversation about your Canadian podcast. If that's of interest to you at all, I would love for you to reach out to me through CanadianPodcaster.com, the website, and let me know if you're interested in coming on as a guest. We'll pre-record something and release it here on the podcast, feature you in the magazine as well, and talk about your Canadian podcast journey. I would love, love, love to do that and to have some time with you as a fellow Canadian podcaster. So if that's you and you're like putting your hand up slowly, I see that hand, then reach out to me. I'd love to have you on the show. And again, we'll shine the light on you as a podcaster here in Canada, creating great Canadian content for Canadian listeners and the world. featuring you. I'd love to do that and leverage the power and the community we're building here at CanadianPodcaster.com. So if that's interesting to you, you're interested and you're like, hey, I want that, then reach out to me and I'd love to have you on. We'll grab a virtual coffee together, have a conversation, and shine the light on your show. So please reach out to me as soon as possible so we can have you in the November edition. I would love to talk to you. CanadianPodcaster.com. If you are a business that supports podcasters, you do not have to be from Canada to respond to this, but bonus points if you are. You service or help Canadian podcasters, helping podcasters to get their voice out into the world through video, through audio, through tools, through resources, through whatever. You have a service that can benefit a Canadian podcaster and an independent podcaster with a very limited budget, then reach out to me. I'd love to feature you in the magazine as well, completely for free. I'm not going to charge you a penny to be in the November edition, but send me your information. Send me what you want to promote, and we'll create a page for you in the magazine so people can come to you, and you can get in front of our email group. You can get in front of our audience through the audio podcast you're listening to right now. And again, be in the magazine. So we want to feature you. If you help podcasters, if you help Canadian podcasters, then we want to talk to you and feature you as well in the magazine. So please reach out today, CanadianPodcaster.com. So we'll be back on the 15th of the month to give you a little taste test of all these amazing Canadian podcasters featured in the October edition of the magazine. So you could actually hear a little bit from the shows as well. And would love to put that in front of you. So come back on the 15th. We'll see you then. And again, thank you for signing up. Thank you for subscribing to the emails for the Canadian Podcaster magazine and for sharing the magazine with somebody you know in podcasting. And what I find interesting too is we've got people connecting with the magazine outside of Canada. That makes me so happy. So whether you are a Canadian living abroad or somewhere else, thank you for checking out the magazine. If you're not Canadian at all and finding value then as well, welcome to the group. Glad to be here with you and glad to see you're finding value in this. If you have any questions about podcasting, if you have any questions about the magazine, please reach out to me through CanadianPodcaster.com. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. We'll talk to you on the 15th. And again, please share the magazine. Please share this resource. And please think about contributing. We'd love to have you part of the family here and to share your voice with the magazine. If you're a writer, you're a blogger, you're a Substacker, I'd love to hear from you. Let's share your thoughts and write something for the next edition of the Canadian Podcaster online magazine. Thank you for being here and keep podcasting. Take care.